Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Imani Mohammed reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival. I'm joined today by Dana Igvi, the actress in Aptly Layla, which is showing in Director's Fortnight. Hi Dana, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
How is your first Cannes, shall we say?
Actually, it's my third Cannes. Yeah, it's
wow.
My third. I've been here 10 years ago with Montresor, or a film of Karen Hidaya, which won the Cannes d'Or 10 years ago, and 4 years ago as well with Karen. And now it's really amazing to be here with Asaf and Liron, because they're like my family. Asaf is my best friend from high school.
He was actually telling me this.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's very, very emotional for me to see people react that way to the film, and I feel like I'm really here with my family, and I'm so proud of everything. Every time someone says something good about it, I feel, you know.
There was a great reaction in the press screening yesterday.
Yeah, it was, right?
I mean, the people were clapping for some time, so congratulations. It was, to be honest, it was a fantastic performance. And, I'll ask you, first of all, can we set up the story for our audience? Can you tell us a little bit about Gabby and the overall story of Aptly Layla?
Well, it's a story, it's actually a story about Kheli, who sacrifices her life to take care of her mentally disabled sister. And everything changes when suddenly she has to put her sister in a place for the day, and she suddenly has time for her own life and also for love. And I think the story is dealing with that, and how it is to let go, to sacrifice, to what's the boundaries.
Well, you said that absolutely perfectly. I mean, there are boundaries which then kind of shift, because you feel very empathetic with Kheli in the beginning. You think, wow, she's amazing. She's looking, I mean, it's a tough job looking after your sister who can't fend for herself, and the mother is no longer has any interest, it seems, in her daughter. I mean, we see the mother briefly in the film, and it's quite an unpleasant scene in the sense that we see how she's really abandoned them and only wants to be there just for show almost. What I really liked about it is that Kheli, her sister, seems to be more reliant on Gabby than Gabby is on Kheli. Yeah. So it's a really interesting dynamic. How difficult was it to get into the role of Gabby? Because we should say that you play this physically, mentally challenged character, and it was an incredible performance.
Thank you so much. Well, for me it was a very long pre-production for this role. I was very afraid, because obviously it's scary to actually do something that can offend or can, because I also know Nati, Liron's sister, which the character is based on, and I love her, and Liron is one of my best friends, and I was very, very careful with it. Liron and Asaf were so open with me, and they were always, come on, let's go, let's try in the rehearsals, you can make mistakes, don't worry about it. And I'm like, no, I was very strict with myself, and I actually it was hard for me in the beginning just to take the first step. I wanted to read a lot. I wouldn't even do something that I thought might be offensive in rehearsal when we were only, you know, we were only the three of us. And they helped me a lot, I think, to let go and, feel it's okay. And they gave me the perfect environment. And I had Liron, who actually treated me like she treats her sister. And it did a lot for me. And the way that she was so open, I could ask anything. And of course, I was talking to professionals, and I read books, and I went to the hostel that Nati, Liron's sister, stays in, and I spent time with her and fell in love with her. And I had a lot of professionals there. Anything actually anywhere that I could get knowledge from, because it's something, I think, I'm not even sure if I've actually seen in cinema something that went this hardcore. I mean, because usually they take it like more only mentally challenged, and here she's mentally challenged and autistic and suffers from a certain CP, and this was our choice to do this character. I wanted to know everything about all three of these conditions, and also medications that she's taking that makes her pace slower. And there was a whole world for me to explore. But once, after all this was done, and I could really let go into it, actually it was releasing. It was even easier to do than to watch. in the end.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying. I mean, it must have been, in a way, it's very challenging, isn't it? But as an actress, you want to push yourself. What was the most difficult thing about this particular role?
Well, I think the most difficult thing was to just let go for the first time in rehearsals. On set, it was, you know, because I know Asaf so many years, and I know I love his work, and I trust him. It was very releasing for me, because I said, okay, once I could really jump in,
yeah.
And I said, okay, I trust him, and if I do something wrong, he'll tell me. Just letting go the first time was hard, and then it was, like, actually an amazing trip for me, because I didn't even know what was going on most of the time. I saw the film and like I was, oh, we did that. And because it has to be this way. Actually, yesterday, a couple that came to the press screening told me, you reminded us of Leonardo DiCaprio and What's Eating Gilbert. Actually, for me, I love this role by him, and I watched it a few times. And I saw him talking about it as a little kid, that he was like then. He was, I don't know, 16, 18. And he said something really smart. He said, I understood that I couldn't shy away from it. That if I'm going to do it, I must go for it all the way. And I said, this is the smartest thing. I have to take it. And because you can't use your brain while doing it. You can use your brain in the whole process before it. But then on set, if I start to think and I start to be aware of things, it would never work. And so I had to trust Asaf and Liron. Liron was there with me the whole time, which was very calming for me, because she knew exactly how it was and she gave me so much confidence.
Finally, I hear that you had to put some weight on for the role, but that actually it wasn't that difficult in the end, because you were actually pregnant during the making of this film, which is a bit scary.
Well, I could never have put on so much weight, actually. I tried a few times, but it never really, because, you know, being pregnant really changes your body and makes everything wider, and it was amazing. It actually slowed down my pace even naturally, and it was just what the film needed, actually. And the I don't want to make a spoiler, actually, so
no, we won't mention that bit. But I really would love to thank you, Dana Igvi, for talking to us today on Fred Film Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I've just been speaking to Dana Igvi, the actress in Adli Layla, or Next to Her, which is the English translation, showing in Director's Fortnight at Cannes Film Festival. I'm Amani Mohammed, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.